This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
President Donald Trump has said the $500 billion Paycheck Protection Program was designed for small businesses to avoid layoffs during the pandemic. But a new WBEZ investigation delves into the many loopholes in the PPP and how they've benefited some pretty rich people, including a notoriously crooked family of contractors from the Chicago suburbs. WBEZ's investigative reporter Dan Mihalopoulos joins us now with this story. And Dan, tell us first, how was PPP supposed to work versus how it actually worked with some of the loan approvals that you looked at?
Well, lots of truly small businesses, Melba, did get money through this program, but one PPP loan I looked at was approved for a Chicago company connected to the richest member of Donald Trump's cabinet, U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is certainly no struggling small business owner. She's worth an estimated $2 billion. And through a private equity firm, she invested some of that money in a Chicago company that itself was approved for as much as $5 million in a PPP loan last spring. But at some point, this company withdrew from the program, and it's not clear why. Neither the CEO nor DeVos returned our messages.
And Dan, I want to take just a step back. With this program, when we say small businesses, how exactly does the federal government define a small business?
So primarily, they're talking about companies with less than 500 workers being eligible for these forgivable PPP loans. But there are exceptions like Oberweis Dairy. It's a well-known chain of ice cream and milk stores, which got about $6 million in PPP money. The chairman of Oberweis Dairy is Republican Jim Oberweis, who's running for Congress in the far western suburbs. And here was Jim Oberweis back in March on WIND Conservative Radio, talking about his family's business.
The family was going to liquidate it. I had a lot of history and didn't want to see it liquidated, so I offered to buy it. And since then, we've grown it from 50 employees to about 1,400 employees.
So you might be asking, how is a company with 1,400 employees eligible if the cap is 500? Well, there's a rule that says if you have multiple locations, and if there are fewer than 500 workers at each of those locations, like Oberweis Dairy, then you too can get PPP money.
Now, my understanding is there were also some restrictions intended to keep out bad actors, but it sounds like those rules weren't very stringent.
No, Melba, they weren't stringent enough to keep out a corrupt family of road builders in Illinois. Two companies tied to the Palumbo family got PPP loans for a total of as much as $5.3 million. Back in the 90s, you may recall the Palumbos were convicted on federal fraud charges, and they agreed they would not be allowed to bid again on federally funded projects. But that restriction does not keep them from getting PPP loans. The federal government will only deny approval of your application if you have a pending criminal case against you, for instance, or a felony conviction in the previous year.
And Dan, what does the federal government have to say about all this?
I talked with the regional administrator in the Great Lakes states for the U.S. Small Business Administration, Robert Scott, and he acknowledged the program was rolled out very quickly and some companies got money who shouldn't have. But here's Scott defending the relaxed rules for ex-offenders like the Palumbos to apply for these loans.
They reformed themselves and they started a business and they're successful now and turned their lives around. Our country, we're all about second chances.
So the Paycheck Protection Program is closed now, but there's talk in Washington of doing more small business loans to deal with the economic fallout of the coronavirus pandemic.
Well, lots of questions raised by WBEZ investigative reporter Dan Mihalopoulos. You can read his whole story at WBEZ.org. Thanks so much, Dan.
My pleasure, Melba.